Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Cross Sports. Hit it!
Hey, Cross Sports fans! Cross Sports is for all sports fans. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports! Loyola Ramblers women's soccer team, I'm so proud of all of you winning your fourth consecutive Missouri Valley Conference title. It's hard to do that in any sport to win four consecutive conference titles. Loyola will face the Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday, November 13th at Folk Field in West Lafayette, Indiana at 6 p.m. I'm also proud of the Chicago Red Stars in the National Women's Soccer League. They won last Sunday against the Gotham FC in a playoff matchup 1-0. This Sunday, the Red Stars will face the Portland Thorns in Chicago. Win again, ladies! It's fun watching women's soccer. They are better than the men, in my opinion. Ladies, you rock! And Cross Sports will be rooting for you. Go Ramblers and go Red Stars! The Chicago Bulls will play tonight against the best team in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors. But the Bulls will be without center Nikola Vucevic because he's in the NBA's health and safety protocols. He tested positive for the coronavirus, and he will miss 10 days, according to ESPN and the stadium. Vucevic will probably miss a total of 4 to 5 games. Get well soon, big guy. Life is more important than basketball and any sport on earth. Some college football games to watch this Saturday, like number 4, Oklahoma at number 18, Baylor. Big 12 conference football. It doesn't get any better than that. Oklahoma is balling out this year with a 9-0 record, and Baylor is having a good season as well with a 7-2 record. This is going to be a good game. I got the Oklahoma Sooners coming out of Texas with a win by 2 touchdowns. Number 9, Michigan at number 23, Penn State. Big 10 football, baby! Oh yeah! Despite their ranking and 6-3 record, Penn State is a very good football team. Michigan will have their hands full against them. In a close and intense game, I got Michigan winning this game by a touchdown. Go Blue! Purdue at number 6, Ohio State. So far this season, the Purdue Boilermakers upset then number 2 Iowa Hawkeyes last month in Iowa, and last Saturday, number 3 Michigan State Spartans in West Lafayette, Indiana. Could Purdue do the impossible and beat another top 10 college football team in the nation? They could. I want to see Purdue win, but I'm going with the Ohio State Buckeyes winning this game by a touchdown. Prove me wrong, Purdue. I want to see an upset this weekend. And finally, some good NFL games to watch this weekend. New Orleans Saints at Tennessee Titans. Everyone has talked about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns, Carolina Panthers, Arizona Cardinals, Los Angeles Rams, Baltimore Ravens, and the Seattle Seahawks. But what about the Tennessee Titans? They beat up the LA Rams on Monday Night Football earlier this week. The Titans can go to the Super Bowl this year too. You can't rule them out. The New Orleans Saints are playing well, but I think the Tennessee Titans will beat them by a touchdown. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Washington Football Team. NFC playoff wildcard rematch last year. The Buccaneers won in that matchup last year in the NFC playoffs, but can they win again this Sunday in the regular season? I think they will. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning this game by a touchdown. Cleveland Browns at New England Patriots. Both teams have a 5-4 record, but which team will come out on top in this game? I'm going with the New England Patriots winning this game by 10 points. Carolina Panthers at Arizona Cardinals. Let's get to the point. I'm glad that quarterback Cam Newton is back with the Carolina Panthers. The former first overall pick in the 2011 NFL draft by the Carolina Panthers signed yesterday a 1-year deal for $10 million. Even though I'm glad he's back, Cam Newton is not starting this Sunday, but he will start eventually. I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to beat the Carolina Panthers by 2 touchdowns. And the last game, Seattle Seahawks at Green Bay Packers. It could be Aaron Rodgers versus Russell Wilson Wilson this Sunday. Russell Wilson returns from injured reserve from a hand injury for the Seahawks, but Aaron Rodgers for the Packers may not play in this game for being fined by the NFL for violating protocols last week from COVID-19. The Packers organization were fined as well. If you have Aaron Rodgers on your team in NFL fantasy, be on the lookout if he starts or not. As far as this game goes, I'm expecting to see a dogfight. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on the scoreboard. It could come down to a game-winning field goal. With that being said, I got the Packers winning this game by 3 points. Prove me wrong, Seahawks! Please! Hey, sports fans, please turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and Amazon Music. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next week on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.